have two scriptures this evening, if you'd bear with me to read two brief passages from the 18th chapter of Matthew. I'll read second, you get your finger in there, and 1 Corinthians chapter 3, the first 9 verses. That's Matthew 18 is the other reference, and I'll read without referring to that reference again. And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. I have fed you with milk and not with meat, for hitherto you were not able to bear it, neither yet now are ye able. For ye are yet carnal, for whereas there is among you envying and strife and divisions, are ye not carnal and walk as men? For while one saith, I am of Paul, and another, I am of Apollos, are ye not carnal? Who then is Paul? And who is Apollos, but ministers by whom ye believed, even as the Lord gave to every man? I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So then, neither is he that planteth anything, neither he that watereth, but God that giveth the increase. Now he that planteth and he that watereth are one, and every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. For we are laborers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry. Ye are God's building. At the same time came the disciples unto Jesus, saying, Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? And Jesus called a little child unto him, and set him in the midst of them, and said, Verily I say unto you, except ye be converted, and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is the greatest. The same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoso shall receive one such little child in my name receiveth me. But whoso shall offend one of these little ones which believe in me, it were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck, and that he were drowned in the depth of the sea. Father, bless our hearts together as we center our attention on your word this evening. We're depending on the Holy Spirit to inspire and to bring insight and understanding. Amen. Everybody loves a baby. At least most everybody does. I certainly do. They can't talk. They don't have any teeth. They can't walk. They have to be carried around. We had a little baby in our house the last couple of days. One of our neighborhood kids from a couple of churches back. That's a different story, but kind of a thrilling story to me, from a broken home, and I don't think his parents ever came to church, and through VBS and just by the ministry of the children in the church, he got into the church and got saved, and we hadn't seen his wife or his little baby, and he's stationed in California, and they had 30-day leave, and he had to come up by Boston to show us his baby. And so we played grandparent for the last couple of days, and it was really fun to have a baby in the house, especially that I didn't change it one time. And when it cried, I could give it back to Daddy and Mommy. No, I had little hands. I never saw such little hands. Perfect little things. But you know, it's wonderful to have a baby in the house, but the most beautiful thing about a baby is that it's constantly changing. And every day you can pick up something different. And, oh, did you notice this? Now baby's got a toothy or something, you know. Everything is different. Just a little bit of change and development. And that's the thing that makes a baby so fascinating and makes a baby so much joy. And what a tremendous tragedy it is when we discover that a baby's failing to develop, either physically or emotionally or mentally. And one of life's tragedies is to see someone who's 40 years old, perhaps, and still is a baby in many ways. It's not so easy to spot spiritual babies, but, you know, I think I've seen some 40-year-old spiritual babies. And I think sometimes I've been guilty of being a 46-year-old spiritual baby at times. I think all of us kind of revert back to childish ways sometimes. But this kind of message this evening is a, one of those kind that's very easy to say, sick him, that's what he needs or that's what she needs. But, you know, just open up your heart, will you, and let's see tonight whether we're childlike or whether we're childish. Because just being a genuine Christian doesn't make us all equal in spiritual maturity. All Christians begin as babes in Christ. And I'm sure that God has tremendous patience and special grace for all sincere hearts. Jesus is the great and gentle shepherd. And he loves babies too. He even loves spiritual babies. I'm sure he does. And only time can make a truly great soul too. There's no such thing. I think this reverts back again to what we were discussing in that Sunday school class this morning. My, that was a good discussion. But there are groups that tell us if we get certain gifts or if we make certain trips to an altar, why immediately we become mature saints. It's not true. It takes noble aspiration plus faithfulness and long years of faithfulness. There's just no shortcut to being a saint of God in the traditional sense of a saint. We're all saints, of course, when we are brought into the family, but you know what I'm talking about, mature saints. But some Christians never seem to really develop at all. You know who I'm talking about. Let's not think in terms of personalities now. But that's the kind of person that you have to kind of tiptoe around. You know, that person has to be handled with kid gloves. We don't dare talk about certain things. And if there's anything going to be changed, be careful. It's not because these people are super spiritual, as Paul told us in our lesson this morning, but rather because they are more fragile and more tender. And we need to look into our own hearts and see if we are developing, if it is true that some of these characteristics of being childish have clung to us. There are some signs of childish Christians that we might know. Childish Christians, like babies, demand extra attention. You know, those little babies are pretty demanding. That little baby in our house didn't care whether it was night or day. When it got hungry, it just said so right out loud. And it yelled until, it was a good baby, by the way, though, this baby was. But it yelled until it got its way, you know, whatever it needed. And physically, at least ideally, infants are born 100% dependent upon mother or dad or whoever for sustenance and for their help. But at the time they reach majority, they're supposed to be on their own. I guess it really doesn't work that way. It was a long time I was calling home to dad and mom for help or for advice. Kind of the tables are getting turned later, and dad and mom calling me for advice. But it's a bad sign when a baby keeps depending all the time upon others. And then babies insist on their own way right now. You've got to do it the way you've always done it. You know, babies don't like change in certain ways. Did you ever sit down with a little three-year-old and open up his little book and read him the story of the choo-choo or something and change a few words? Now, immediately they say, that's not the way. Mm-mm. Yeah. I like to do that every time. I change the words around and they tell me that they're not right. And yet, that's the way it is with spiritual babies sometimes. You know, the seven great last words of the church, we've never done it that way before. Those aren't words of terribly mature outlook. Words of childishness. And then babies, they want the biggest piece of everything. I knew this is an actual case, and if I mention names, some of you know who I'm talking about. But I know a man that got peeved and quit going to camp meeting because he was in a line one time where they were passing out food, and he thought that he got a smaller piece of meat than the person in front of him. And yet he was one of the pillars in the church, saved and sanctified, and he was right there when the decisions had to be made and when the debates were carried on. And yet with an attitude like that, you've got to take care of me first. And then, like babies, childish Christians, they want to be amused. They'll go where the thrills are It's interesting to me, you know, how you can pack a church out quite often with a quartet. And yet, you have a Bible preacher, somebody that can really expound the Word of God and feed the soul, and it's not just so exciting. People want to be amused, but they don't want responsibility, or else they demand too much authority, like a little five-year-old saying, I want to drive the car. And our Corinthian text mentions strife and divisions and envy. And Paul speaks, naming being spiritually a babe in Christ as being the same as being carnal. I don't know if I agree with Paul here in this case, just categorically saying that every time a person's immature, he's carnal. Who might have disagreed with Paul? But I think this is one case where he says that these people are immature because they are carnal. But I believe stunted growth spiritually almost always does stem from failing to walk in the light and remaining in a carnal and an uncleansed state. It probably could be other emotional or other factors that would keep a person who really was sincere and wanted to go through with the Lord, keep them at an immature level. But Paul just flat out says here, I couldn't speak to you as spiritual, but you are babes in Christ because you're carnal, because you were walking as men, that is, walking in the flesh, walking humanly, instead of walking in the power that the Holy Spirit can give you. And so, as Christians, it's our responsibility. It isn't quite as automatic as growing up as a human physical babe. But we have to apply ourselves and say, Lord, help us to develop. Help us to grow. As the writer of Hebrews says in the 6th chapter, therefore leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection or unto maturity, not laying again the foundation of dead works and of faith toward God. And we need to press into holiness. Press into a total commitment. Settle some things forever. And then God will help us to advance into a mature walk. Jesus put it another way in that 18th chapter of Matthew. He said, be childlike. Don't be childish, be childlike. Sounds like they're contradicting each other here, doesn't it? Paul says, you're a bunch of babes in Christ. Jesus gets a little baby and sets him on his knee. In answering the disciples who said, who's greatest in the kingdom of heaven? And Jesus got the little baby. And he said, except you become like this little child, you won't even get into the kingdom of heaven. And unless you maintain some of the childlike quality of this little person, you're just not going to grow. And who is childlike is greatest in the kingdom of God. Kind of a paradox. God doesn't want us to be little babies, but he wants us to be childlike. I don't know about you, but it's a comfort to me at times not to be childish in the Lord, but to realize that no matter how old I am, it's kind of hard for me to really be like I feel sometimes at 46 years of age. It wouldn't do for me to skip down the street if I feel happy, at least not in the daytime. But no matter how old I get or how I look, I'm still God's little child, and he loves me. And you're his little child too. And there's nothing wrong with being childlike. There's a difference there. Like a child in openness with our Father. You know, it's a pity, but as children get older, they learn how to play games and how to say one thing and mean another. We've all been embarrassed by our children at one time or another. I remember one time I just moved to a new church and we were invited out to eat, and one of our boys, who shall remain anonymous, said right out, Dad, this meat is tough, isn't it? How to win friends and influence people. But you know, children are right out front. They just let it flow. And we need to be like children in openness with the Father. And instead of playing games and hiding our needs, we just say, Father, I don't know if I ought to feel this way or not, but this is how it is. and I'm hurting. Or this is how it is, I have this need. And Jesus said, if you're like this, greatness is there for you. And then, like a child in simple confidence, that what the Father says, he does. To a little child, Dad's omnipotent. And I remember a long while before it came to me that my dad could make any mistakes. It's a tremendous responsibility being a father. And yet we need to be like children in reading the Word of God and assimilating it to ourselves in the simple confidence that these promises are yea and amen to us. And what the Father says, he will do. And then like children, like good children, in simple obedience to the will of the Father, not only knowing that he tells the truth, but daring to trust him, daring to obey him as good children. And as we do this, this openness and confidence and obedience, what a difference. That childlikeness takes away the childishness. And if you're saved but stunted, the answer to you is to be like a little child, just open with the Father. Philippians 2:5 says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. And if you learn to be obedient to the Father, like Jesus was obedient to the Father, and let him pour you out wherever he wants to pour you out, he will make of you what you can't dream possible. Well, it's not bad letting you out at 12 minutes to 7, is it? Let's pray. Lord, on this hot July Sunday night, we're so thankful for the Word of God that's yea and amen to them that believe. And I pray tonight that the mind of Christ will dwell in me. And I pray, Lord, you'll deliver me from being childish and selfish and self-centered. Deliver me from being immature. But at the same time, I pray, Lord, that you will help me to be as open as a little child with his Father. Help me to be childlike, my Father. And what I pray for myself, I pray for my people tonight. Let the mind of Christ dwell in us. May we press on to maturity. Now we pray that you'll dismiss us from this place, but not from your presence. Go with us down through the days of this week. May the church be the church. We pray that you'll help us to do the work of Christ, be conscious of the help of the Holy Spirit as we do, and we'll give you the glory and the praise. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.